So true. The quarry has been a battle since, what, 2017, 2018. But, you know, I read the other day that if a quarry goes through, that it may last for the next 50 years. So this is a major impact, and residents have no option but to oppose a development like this. George Minakakis and Action Milton have done a really good job. I think back in 2010, the community even won a battle against the Nelson Quarry. So we have to keep trying. And this is democracy. They want to come in and put something like that in place. It's going to involve so much traffic and dust and everything else that you have to expect people to fight. And I would certainly stand with them in opposing that. Regarding the CN intermodal station, boy, that's a big one. But again, it involves 5,000 acres of prime land. Halton, I think, has already spent about $30 million fighting this, and now it's actually, as I understand it, Halton is considering appealing the federal court's ruling, so we'll see where that goes. But when Premier Doug Ford comes along and says, no, this is not going to happen, then it gets everybody's hopes up, and it makes them rise up and say, hey, we have a chance. Then all of a sudden he changes his tune. This is very awkward. So I have no other intention but to support the communities and to do what we can. Again, it's in the courts now, so we'll see what happens there. But somehow we have to wind up with the government, folks, that that listens to the people and that stands with the people and that represents them properly and not just big industry. And so I really hope that the quarry and the CN Intermodal will be overturned. They'll find other locations and Milton will progress as intended. Yeah.